Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Oh, the one and only John Legend with an appearance in Listener Appreciation Month. Kyle Coffey wanted to hear this one, Ordinary People, from John Legend. Joanna Chadwick, a legend in her own. I mean, yes, Joanna Chadwick joins us. How are you, Joanna?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Nothing, no reaction to my smart aleckness?
You know, right now we're trying to send a newspaper for my newspaper class. So
you're stressed out.
I the stress is a little high trying to make that deadline. The ice day, as awesome as it was, kind of screwed us over a little bit, but we're doing well.
Well, you could have canceled this appearance. You know, we would have certainly been hurt, but
I believe in commitments and making those commitments.
That's awesome. Well, we're glad to have you on. You're with yours truly and Jamin Anderson today. We're getting there. We're chiseling away this season slowly but surely, and things are starting to become apparent. And one is that Mays is really good. They play at campus tonight. I'm going to go watch that game. Any chance that campus can stifle this unbeaten streak that Mays is on?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, campus is a quality team with excellent athletes. And they play an exciting and fast brand of basketball, and so does Mays. I think what Mays has, and I watched them against Derby the other night, and they, you know, Caleb Grill had one of those games that you only see every so often. He was 14 of 19 through the third quarter, and he was 5 of 7 from 3. I mean, he just couldn't miss. Guys were playing good defense, but he's doing fadeaway threes from really deep. He just was phenomenal. But it doesn't matter if Caleb Grill goes for 30-plus because you've got other guys who can score as well. They are a senior-laden team, and what campus doesn't have as much of that in its top three players is they don't have that senior experience. So that's where I consider that Mays has the edge. And if they keep playing like they're playing, I mean, man, I looked at them the other night and was like, okay, I have seen games where Caleb Grill has 10 points and I've seen them win handily. I've seen them go for 30-plus and I've seen them win handily. So I'm saying they can do it all.
Looking at the campus schedule, they are undefeated at home, 14-3, and obviously well-coached. And you said that there's not a whole lot of senior experience, but – I mean, what do they have to do to get that win? I mean, what's the biggest key for them?
Well, they've got to control it. And you know, I of course don't watch the sports as closely as I used to, so I'm not really sure what happened in those losses that campus had. You know, that would be a real eye opener to be able to help us kind of decide, okay, what needs to happen here. But to me, you know, you need to be shooting well, and you need to understand that Mays is really long, and so you need to use your length and your quickness to try to shut them down. And their defense, Mays can play at any tempo of defense. So that's, you know, I don't think that campus has an advantage there, you know, maybe that they might have against other teams. Campus is a good team, you know. I mean, they've, you know, you don't get to this point and play that well through the course of the season. And by the way, losing to Andover Central, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, we got some good teams around here. It's pretty impressive this year. I think this is I'd give this season an A in terms of quality teams in the Wichita area. Are you with me there?
No, I would agree with that. I mean, you know, you look at also we've seen kind of you know, this talent leaving the City League, which is really odd to me. But you see talent in, you know, Sean Warrior and the Chapmans, who are all Wichita guys. You know, and you see them at campus. You see a Xavier Bell, and you watch those guys go out into the area and see them do really, really well. And I think it's spread out very nicely, and which makes any game, it almost makes any game a tough one, and almost like what we would expect out of the City League. You know, and then even when you look at the City League, you know, East, which I had basically written off after they got smoked by campus, you know, they go and they beat Heights. So it's really, I think we're in a really good place of looking at some tough teams in Bay South that really pushed Mays High, and you've got Stars and you've got just great basketball.
Jamin?
Well, Bob and I were having a discussion about this. To be honest with you, I have to admit that I am not as well versed
what
in the high school basketball scene as I would have otherwise been when not having a radio show, because I'm finding it difficult to make up for the lack of Joanna Chadwick in my news feeds and my web searches. And so I'm just letting you know your presence is missed, because my lack of knowledge, I'm blaming you, really, is what I'm doing.
Well, I appreciate the blame, and I feel bad for it. Like, for instance, I've been sick for 2 days, so I haven't even typed up the box scores from Tuesday night, and the guilt is high, you know, for, you know, I mean, it really is. But it's really weird. I did notice that the City League came out with their own tweet of what games are tonight.
And thank you.
Right? I think that there's so many Twitter feeds out there that it would be nice to just have them all in one centralized location.
Yeah, but like you said, it's just hard to follow them all. And it's somebody out there. There is a way to succeed financially with a website devoted to Wichita and Wichita area high school and college sports. It's out there. Somebody just needs to take it and go with it, and I believe that someday somebody will. All right,
well,
enough of that.
I believe that we're doing some of that at VIPE. You know,
no question, and I'm not saying that VIPE doesn't answer a need in part, but the nuts and bolts of high school sports coverage is missing right now.
And I will tell you that it does go to show, though, and I've said this before, that you need multiple people, and it's behind-the-scenes people, because I remember spending all day Monday doing rankings because you're tracking down scores. It is a time-consuming, no-love sort of a job.
Absolutely. But you wouldn't need to do that if you just centralize your focus. For instance, the City League should hire somebody just for marketing its league and for writing stories and getting box scores on its site. Listen, we could talk about this all day.
I'm sorry, Joanne. I shouldn't have gotten Bob riled up. That's my fault.
I'll
take the blame.
This is something that's near and dear to me. Before we let you go, we're going to be left wanting, potentially, in girls basketball. We've got undefeated May South in 5A. We've got undefeated Derby in 6A. I think both are strong contenders to win state titles. But we're not going to see them play one another.
No. And interestingly, I mean, they're in the same league, too, which does suck. But I think Derby has got a better shot at winning than May South does, simply because May South is going to have to contend with St. Thomas Aquinas. Whereas I don't think that Derby has that same team waiting for them. I could be wrong, but that's Aquinas is pretty formidable. But Mays South, man, they've been impressive.
Joanna, as all, how's deadline going? I can tell you're stressed. I've been around you too long to know. I can tell you're a little stressed right now.
I'm also sick, okay? But I've got two kids over here, and the two of them just said, woohoo! So that says to me that we are about to send, and that makes me happy.
Well, good. Thank you for being with us. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
Joanna
Bye,
Chadwick Dan. From Vipe Magazine. We're talking a little high school sports. Hour number two, Greer Jones, the retiring, soon-to-retire Wichita State golf coach, and Kip Pulliam for five questions. That's at 5:40. We'll be back. We'll be back for Jive Talk. Bob Lutz, Jamin Anderson, back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.